This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The death of Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone last Friday in a plane crash has thrown that Senate race into chaos. And with Democrats holding only a one-seat advantage in the Senate, the Minnesota race could determine which party gains control. Joining me now are NPR's Cokie Roberts and NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Juan, you were up in Minnesota covering this race. Do you believe Wellstone could have won the election?
I do. I think the key here was his recent vote opposing the resolution giving the president authority to go to war with Iraq. That was a key vote. Wellstone, by all accounts, had told his wife, Sheila, who also died in the plane crash, that he thought that vote could cost him the election. But he went ahead and expressed his opposition, which was consistent with his history. And it turned out that the voters did not turn against him. Polls indicated that he had a lead, although a slight lead, in the race after that vote. I think, you know, it suggested to me something I saw when I was up there, which is that the electorate in Minnesota had changed. It had gone from the days of the farmer Democratic Labor Party and sort of its roots in that liberal tone to now an electorate that was more suburban, more corporate, more conservative. And I think that's what his opponent, Norm Coleman, the former mayor of St. Paul, was counting on. Coleman's appeal had been that Wellstone was too conservative, too liberal for Minnesota as it stood now, and saying that he was anti-military with some of his votes. But apparently that whole dynamic had shifted towards Wellstone's way of thinking, and suddenly I think that he had the edge in what would have been a very close race.
Cokie, you've seen this kind of situation before, a candidate going down in an airplane just before an election. It happened to your father. What usually happens in a case like this?
Well, it depends on whether it's the House or the Senate, because, of course, for the Senate, a candidate can be appointed by the governor. For the House, someone always has to be elected to serve in the House of Representatives. But generally what happens is the widow takes the seat, as happened with my mother. And Sheila Wellstone would have been the obvious person for this. She was very close to Paul Wellstone. They consulted a great deal about politics. And there's an irony here, Bob, which is that her big issue was domestic violence. And because of her passion on that issue, Paul Wellstone introduced an amendment to the 1994 gun law that said that anybody who had had a restraining order against him couldn't own a gun, a restraining order in a domestic violence dispute. And that is the law which is holding the accused sniper in Maryland now, is that gun law. So Sheila Wellstone's memory lives on, but of course she was killed in the crash as well, which did leave this vacuum. Minnesota is very lucky, the Democrats in Minnesota, to have a figure like Walter Mondale of such national stature, so well known across the state, so that even newcomers, oldcomers, the different kinds of voters that Juan was describing all know who Walter Mondale is.
Well, from all indications, he will be on the Democratic ballot. Juan, how do you think he'll do?
Well, I think the former vice president, the former senator, the former ambassador to Japan will do pretty well. My sense is that, you know, he's 75 in January, Bob, so he's definitely a senior citizen.
But younger than Frank Lautenberg in New Jersey.
Oh, Frank, younger than Strom. But, you know, this is a guy, I think, that the entire party feels good about, and name ID, as Cokie was pointing out, will not be a problem. I don't think that money will be a problem. The entire National Democratic Party is now energized about this race and wants Walter Mondale to step in. A key for how this race might have gone for Paul Wellstone was going to be voter turnout, and what you have now is a Democratic electorate in the state of Minnesota that is just charged up either through sympathy or because of a sense of loss for what Paul Wellstone represented as the last and most liberal voice in Congress.
But you also see the beginnings of the Republican attack on Mondale. Yesterday on the talk shows, you started to hear it. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, saying he headed up a commission that said privatize Social Security, which of course is what the Democrats have been running against Republicans on all this campaign cycle. He's always been for raising taxes, said Gingrich. I think there's also some sense of the future versus the past will be a theme that you're likely to hear over the next week. But as Juan says, you get tomorrow's memorial service, a lot of sympathy vote for the Democratic candidate.
Well, it has been a pretty negative campaign up to now. What does Norm Coleman do in the week left after the Wellstone Memorial Service?
Well, my guess is that he can't go too hard with the negative stuff, which is what Cokie was just saying. I mean, he's got to be careful here, but he can get out and campaign and say, hey, wait a second, I'm here. I'm a person who made a record for myself as a pretty good mayor in St. Paul and did some good things here, and I'm an up-and-comer, and why are you going back to the past for essentially a retread in Walter Mondale when I'm here and I have a future and something to offer Minnesota? And I think that's what he's going to do. He's got to be real careful with the ads, though. I think that, emotions are pretty raw.
But, you know, the Democrats are now going to remind everybody of what a negative campaign he did run. And now, by this time on Wednesday, Paul Wellstone will have been elevated to sainthood, and those negative campaigns will look very bad indeed. In fact, the National Federation of Independent Business had a mailer out before the crash on Friday that had the unfortunate thing for them of having a picture at the top of it of a gravestone that said RIP on it, and then it has the message that Paul Wellstone wanted to tax you even after you were dead, which was an estate tax attack. The NFIB has sent out an apology saying obviously they didn't know that this was going to happen and that Paul Wellstone was a great and good man. Now, if the people who were attacking him are now saying that, it does make it awfully tough on Norm Coleman.
Is there a possibility Wellstone's death could create sympathy for other Democrats, particularly Missouri's Gene Carnahan, whose husband was similarly killed 2 years ago?
Well, Juan, you've been to that race as well. It's probably the closest race in the country at the moment, the Missouri race between Gene Carnahan and Jim Talent. And she was called by everybody on Friday to comment on this. It does raise those memories for her, and obviously that both raises them personally for her, but also for the state. And it's hard to know what when you've got a race that's that close, almost anything can tip it. So it's hard to know whether that will be the difference or whether other issues that are on the ground there will be the issues, will be the difference. And Juan, you've been covering those issues.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a very close race. Talent has been the one that's coming on here questioning a lot of Mrs. Carnahan's competence in the Senate as a newcomer, whether or not she was up to the job, et cetera. I don't know. I mean, as Cokie says, it's so emotional. I will say in Iowa, in Minnesota's neighboring state, where you've got Tom Harkin, another liberal senator, pretty much like Wellstone in many ways, running against Republican Greg Ganske, I think it could have some effect there. There'd been a little bit of a scandal in Iowa about some tapes that the Harkin campaign had on the Ganske campaign. I think a lot of that now, people in Iowa are going to look and, again, see, wait a second, this is a singular type of voice, and again, that's why I think it might help Harkin in his race.
Will Minnesota's governor, Jesse Ventura, name a replacement?
Well, there's been a lot of confusion over the weekend about what exactly the law is in Minnesota there. It appears to be that he can only name a replacement until the results of this election are certified. And so it doesn't last very long. One thing you should keep in mind is Jesse Ventura loses no love for the Republican candidate Norm Coleman, who ran against him for governor.
Yeah, that's a good point to remind everyone of. In addition, he said he's not going to name himself, which had been a possibility. His aides have said that if he does do anything, it's likely he would name a Democrat, but not likely at this point.
Thank you both very much. NPR's Cokie Roberts and NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.